Who's made me apathetic about politics, really.
Why?
Because, you know, they say they're going to do these things, and I really believed in the third way. I thought the third way was a good idea. I thought all this union against management.
It's true, it was horribly polarised.
It was just horrible.
It was horrible.
And I thought the way he was talking about a third way. I mean, I think if I'm anything, I'm a radical Blair. I want Blair to do what he said he was going to do when he got in.
What he promised.
Yeah.
But you see, one of the things he promised was that you could trust him. And when he lied about the war and so blatantly, suddenly people realised that that was a dream that was going to go, was gone. A mate of mine, he said that the Tories always get elected on fear and Labour on fantasy.
Yeah.
I think the fantasy about Blair was he was a nice, honest guy.
Yeah.
And when he showed he was a politician like the rest of them, was prepared to lie through his teeth because he had no option, because America said, if you don't, we'll fuck you. I mean,
yeah. But he still talks like no other MP.
There's
not a single MP who talks like... You know, you see him in that shopping centre clutching that... like Starbucks. He just walked around the whole place. It must have been freezing cold in his hand, right? You know, he just walked around everywhere so that everybody had a photograph of him holding a Starbucks styrofoam.
He's a pro.
He was just like, and like whenever he talks, he's got me half convinced. Like I remember there was somebody who said that he had this. He's got one mad eye, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like when they were first like sort of cartoons were looking for. As characteristic to the cartoon.
They picked on the eye.
They have one. I think there's one eye which actually believes in what he's talking about. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
No, it's the left and right side of the face
type
thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think things were, as a nation, we get fed such a bunch of stuff. The papers particularly think we've all got the intelligence and the memories of goldfish. And they're saying the election's boring. Well, fuck them. Maybe we're just being quietly interested, yeah? You know?
Yeah.
I hate the way that they make it. You have to be all colourful and interesting forever. Oh, 8 years is a long time. Well, no, it's not. People like Chancellor Kohl or, you know, people went on and on because they were all right for their country. I mean, that's the thing. I think what's lost is the trust. I think even all the core votes leaking away because of the issues about trust. I think that woman said it, actually.
And what he was saying about that spectre of Michael Howard at the GA, that is really, really something. I was thinking, oh, fuck all this vote for the least worst thing. But on the other hand...
It's a scary thought.
It is really nuts.
What did Cook say? He said, would he cancel the debts? Would he cancel world debt?
Put,
no,
would,
he wouldn't.
Would he put Africa at the head of the...
G8.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. Yeah. But then, having said that, the problem with the system is... they're really right-wing, and we thought they were going to be kind of nice lefties and come in and do good things. Right, they've done some. But as a leadership, they're really right-wing, yeah? They're more right-wing...
I think that's what the country wanted, was a caring conservative. I mean, I don't want that.
But you think that's what the country wanted? Yeah,
I think Blair is what the country wanted.
Yeah, you might actually.
When he started in, what is it, 97, came in?
He came in 97, yeah.
Yeah. With socialism, it's supposed to be back to socialism. After the Tories were in what? How many years were Thatcher in?
But you could see he was coming in as I am a caring conservative, didn't he? I mean, what's his name? Kinnock did all the groundwork for that, didn't he? Not supporting Arthur Scargill.
He dragged the Lo-Fi to the right. He dragged them to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they would be more closely aligned with the centre.
That was obviously where, like... It's like, I don't know, see, they just want... I mean, that's one thing I don't like about the whole thing. It's just like, all this personality part politics.
That's bollocks, isn't it?
It's just... I don't know, I can somehow see a... I've got this mad sort of idea of a future where there's something going to be between blogging, reality TV, and something which is going to be not politics anymore, you know? Like, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. But like
online drugs, just get put it in there. No, I think there's all sorts of things happening in the media which are going to change the way we access information and news, particularly news. Even Rupert Murdoch said that recently, you know.
I mean, I thought the best thing when the Iraq War actually happened, you know, rather than go and find people I agreed with, I went straight to the fucking opposition and spent all my time talking to Republicans online. Loads of them. Like, and I just couldn't be asked to talk to people I agreed with anymore. It was like, when I saw that, like, I saw, what's his name, Ken Livingstone. Oh, yeah, we support the kids. You know, I stopped him backstage and said, Ken, I'm really worried about these kids. I've been down with them on the protest for 2 fucking days yet. If they go back next week, the police are going to really, really hammer them. Are you going to go, you said you support the kids. Are you going to go down there? Could you go down there and don't say something to him? He just was like,
massive baby steps away from me like this. And I was like, yeah, right.
Absolutely. You support the kids.
Yeah, because I think I quite enjoy sneaking my way in and knowing that I'm actually an artist. What the hell am I doing here? I'm an artist. What am I doing there?
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's good. I think we need more.
You can blend like that.
Well, yeah, just to
That's what Mike says as well.
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't. You can't. You're cheap. You know? What I'm thinking is that you've got to remember that people read you in a certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if you've got a valid comment to make, and that's totally valid what you said, and he should have fucking reacted, he's probably just going, oh shit, somebody didn't want to take my wallet, or something stupid.
Well, just because, no, just real, because the reality, wasn't
listen,
it?
Like, I know, like, but the point is that he's like that. They, why do you think they all pick your uniform? Why do they all wear the bloody uniform?
Yeah.
It's the penguins, like bloody penguins.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that people do tend to type you really quickly.
Yeah.
Everybody get. I find it's everybody.
You know what I'm saying? I really like your writing, though. I must admit. I mean, I think your politics is very, very similar to mine.
I'm questioning everything.
Because I've been like a, I was like a sort of quite a hard lefty, like in a big way, like. You know what I mean? No, but no, it's really it's good though. Like, you know, it's like I'm sort of still, obviously, a socialist wanker. We are sort of somehow interested in politics in some sort of way.
No, it's fantastic. What you need is activity in your site. You need activity. What I thought I'd do is stand up for independent voices, because there's not enough independent voices. It's all corporates or a party line, and where's the independent? Where's people just looking for themselves at what's going on and writing in totally, you know, in the supplying the same feed? So just, I like the fact that I can do something that would look like and not be BBC or MTV or Guardian Unlimited or anything like that.
Yeah, it does look more.
Part of me takes
that, yeah.
But I love that as a challenge.
Yeah.
Because we need independent voices.
Loads of Republicans are finding that as well. Republican bloggers, they're finding that people are actually taking them a lot more seriously than they would take the Republican Party, because they, I mean, a lot of these people, like, it's like I found them. I've almost sort of made friends with them, you know what I mean? It's like, I actually appreciate them a bit. I realise they actually do care about people. They aren't just, you know, they aren't just like George Bush, like, you know, but they actually sort of believe. And when you actually have to deal with that, like, face on, like, it's actually, you actually learn something about them. It's sort of been much more interesting, like, you know. Because I just hate fucking Calloway so much. I hate him.
He's not very nice, is he?
He just makes my skin crawl almost as much as Michael Howard does.
No, I
agree. I don't know why.
Well, it's because he's horrible. He's an opportunist.
He's just like,
he's just this marketing man.
Galloway is the Scottish guy that's come down from Glasgow, kicked out the Labour Party.
Some guy challenged him after he spoke. Some guy came down. I was gonna say, what's this business about saluting your fucking empathic ability? But I thought, if I start, he's just gonna, like, there's no point in me starting. And this guy who's there, he writes for the Independent. I looked at his website.
Oh, okay.
And he said to him, how come your entire is to be released without charge? He ran from him, like, with all his entourage. He ran from him, and his entourage stood in
before him.
And he said to me, I said, what's this? What are you saying? He said, the guy went on holiday with Tariq Aziz 6 times. Yeah. And he said, Tariq Aziz killed more Muslims than Ariel Sharon did. Like, and it's like,
puts it into perspective.
Doesn't it, though? Wow. Like, oh. You know, I thought, like,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So how long have you spent in India, in fact? Quite a while.
A year.
Oh, okay.
I was a year in India and 2 months in Pakistan. Yeah. I went up to that's why I ended up at Finsbury Park, because, like, I had such a strong reaction from Muslims in Pakistan. They were like, they just hated me. You know, they were like, you're an infidel. Like, they thought you're the enemy of God. Like, you know, I was like, that's a big deal, isn't it? Like, they were like, they look at you, like, they were looking at me, like, you know, everywhere I went, they were like, are you a Christian? No. Are you a Muslim? No. And as soon as you aren't a Christian or a Muslim, they're like, their faces
darken.
It's like, they just absolutely hate you. You know, so I just thought, I'm going to dive into Finsbury Park and see what reaction British Muslims got to me. Yeah. And it's so much different. And I thought, that really reflects on my country.
That's interesting.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought, like, that's why I stayed around. Like, I thought, like,
that is truly interesting, that. I totally agree with you
as well.
That's
the point I want to make in my documentary. We're going to be pitching it next week.
Who are you pitching to, anyway?
Jonathan and maybe Panorama.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Let me turn that off.